the snow was so bad they canceled. I wasn't here. I was down south doing Cecil's funeral. And so none of you were here last Sunday, so this is the first Sunday you've been back in 2 weeks then. You
Ooh.
Didn't get a note?
Why would a phone quit? Why would your phone quit? Why would your phone quit? Oh, man. Oh. We'll blame that on Walmart. No.
So, today, after church, we had a lot of desserts left over from yesterday. Everybody did a fantastic job about doubling up and bringing stuff. Fantastic. And so we have a lot of desserts left over and drinks. So we decided that after church today, we're just going to, we got three tables still set up. We're going to fellowship and eat some desserts. Does that sound okay? Okay. That sounds great. Okay, so that's going to be after church today. But we also have communion. Now, communion was not given in January. It was the first of the year. So we have communion today. And because we weren't here last Sunday, we also going to do Mission Sunday today. So we got a lot today going on here. Yeah. So, and you all have your bulletins. So we'll go through that later. But before we get started, let's just open in prayer. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we can come into your house and we can freely worship you, Lord Jesus. We can worship you in spirit and in truth. We give you honor, Lord, today. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. in your palm of your hand. We praise you, Father God. We praise you, Father God.
You are.
life and death. We praise you, Lord, for times that we think we can't make it through another day. But we do. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, when it gets snow, when it gets hot, when it gets cold. We praise you, Lord. Because you know the birds praise the Lord no matter what. The ravens praise the Lord. The flowers go toward the heavens and they praise the Lord. The tree limbs praise the Lord. It's us humans that seem to lose it. So, Lord, we praise you this morning. We praise you this morning, Lord. And what better time is this to go to communion?
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for, as you said it in your word, you lay down your life that you may take it up again. And in taking it up again, you gave it to each one of us, the children of the living God. We praise you for that. We thank you that we can come together according to your commandment, where you said, this do as oft you do it in remembrance of me. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the body of the Lord Jesus that has been broken and shed for each one of us, that binds us together in an even stronger than marital covenant here on this earth between our Father and His Son, and we're in that Son. We thank you for that, Father God, that you've allowed us the privilege, the opportunity to be one with you and with the Son. And we thank you for cutting the contract, the covenant together. And as it says in your word, we know that all things of your Holy Spirit work together for good to those of us who love you, Father God. We speak it forth from our hearts. I love you. Say that out loud to the Lord. I love you. I love you, Father. I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Holy Spirit. So I thank you today that you have worked, you are working all things together for our good. Whether it looks good or looks bad, you're working it together for our good. And we know that it's good because your word says it over and over again that you are faithful and you cannot lie. So because you cannot lie, we accept your word, your promise as the truth and as the reality for which we expect and live our lives. We base it upon that, Father God. We thank you for that. We thank you that as we come together this morning, receiving the body, that as Dwayne is passing out the body, as Ordola is passing out the body, or are we coming up to the front together this morning? Okay. As they pass the body and the blood together, we can take that together and be one in Christ Jesus. Be that new creation that you said we would be in Christ Jesus, the new being, species of being here that never existed, Father, that you're allowing us that privilege. We thank you for that and praise you for that. And we thank you that as we partake of the body, our body becomes Jesus' body, and Jesus' body becomes our body. And that's a heavenly body that's break-free, sickness-free, infirmity-free, mental illness-free. We thank you, Father God, that that is our possession through this covenant together as one in Him. We thank you for that and praise you for that. You're allowing us to be this, to do this, to be with you, to be one with you and in you. We thank you for it and we praise you for it. And thank you for the blood of Christ. It says we were not redeemed with gold and silver, but we were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. We were purchased back into your kingdom and in your family and your household from the slave market of sin by this blood. We thank you for that, Father God. By this blood of the Lamb, we praise you for it. And we praise your holy name and bless your holy name that we can come together in this way as one. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Holy One. Glory to your name, Holy One. Hallelujah. Somebody praise His name. Somebody give glory to His name. Somebody shout praises to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. You shout hallelujah and all of heaven shouts it with you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Does everyone have the elements in their hand? Everyone have the elements in their hand? Let's hold up the body before heaven right now and speak these words, because he's listening to you, not just to me up here behind this lectern, but he's listening to each of you. Say these words: Father God, I receive this now, the body of Christ broken for me, and I'm thanking you. This is a great exchange. You're taking my body and giving me Jesus' body. I receive it on that basis right now. I receive wholeness and wellness of Jesus as my possession right now through this meal together. Amen. Now partake of it. Now hold the cup up before the Lord. Lord Jesus, this cup, as you said, is your blood poured out for me. I partake of it. I thank you that your blood is my blood, and my blood is your blood. Through this covenant, that I'm covered by your blood. I'm protected by your blood. I am blessed through your blood. And I'm a son of God through your blood. I receive that right now and praise your name for it. Amen. Let's partake of it. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, hallelujah to them. Oh, the blood of Jesus. For binding us together as one body, as one soul, even as one family here today. Thank you for that and praise you for it and bless your holy name that it is so, because your word says it is so. Amen.
So, thank you, Lord. We all have our bulletins today. Carlene is going to show me hers.
Let's have a bulletin wave here.
Yeah. The big announcement is you all have your letters. You should have got your letters saying they were having a meeting next Sunday. It's a very, very important meeting, and it's for us who's here now. Okay? It's not open to everybody. It's open to us who come here to this church now.
Amen.
So, and if you got your letter, then you're invited to the meeting. So that's next Sunday.
That's your ticket in the door right there.
Is that Super Bowl Sunday?
It is.
No. But
we won't be interfering with it, though. We won't be interfering.
Oh, right. Well, we'll be done by 1. I had no idea, Paul. Thank you for letting me know that.
He thought we was going to show the Super Bowl on the big screen, didn't he? That's what it was. Okay. Popcorn and all that, right?
I didn't have a calendar this year. I didn't have it. it never occurred to me, but you all be, you know, we normally get done by 11:30, and then by the fellowship at 12, the meeting would start. It would be more than before 1, so you have plenty of time for the pre or whatever it's called. Okay? If not, we do have a TV in his office, so, you know, maybe we'll have a meeting in there. Okay, but the meeting is next Sunday, and then as you can see, the men have decided to go ahead on the 18th and do men's breakfast with honoring CISO. And Billy, did you say you would cook that one? Okay, I didn't put you on the spot. I thought you said that. Is that correct? Okay. So Billy will be doing that. And Betty's birthday was the 4th. Happy birthday, Betty.
Happy birthday to you. Where are you, Betty?
Oh, there she is. She's rolling out. Okay, now what I didn't get in here is because I made it up ahead of time, is Tanya said that we're going to have a baptism for the teens. What date was that?
The 26th.
The 26th on a Wednesday.
No, it's a Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday afternoon at what time?
No, well, Sunday morning,
we'll
10 o'clock.
We'll do Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
After church?
No.
No.
During church.
During. We got everyone squared
Apparently
off.
I don't know about this. Okay,
we
go
got
ahead.
Everyone squared off that they can come on Sunday morning.
Yes.
You know, even though they have their own churches that they go to, they'll still be here.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
We haven't had a baptism, so that will be just wonderful. And we're going to do the teens. Well, we'll do anybody who wants it. Don't get me wrong. But we have teens that are asking to do it.
Yes.
Okay, that is wonderful. Okay.
Adults can too if you need it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just want to make that clear. It's not just a teen thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a body thing. It's a family deal.
Yesterday was the memorial for CISO, and I forgot to say this, but this one keeps falling out here. These here, anybody that wants a flower to keep, comes from there. Those two go back to Tammy, and then that's the churches over there. So if you did want to get a flower, you certainly can today, as they still are lasting. But I wanted to let y'all know, some were asking. I did Cecil's funeral last Saturday in Fairfield, Illinois, about 300 miles south of here. Probably 150 family members and friends was there. Yesterday, the only family here was Tammy, or myself and my son. Everybody else was friends that came through here. It was just friends. That's known CISO, I think he's been here 35 years in Rockford. Yeah, something like that. And there was at least 73 people that walked through. His doctor called me. One of his doctors called me Saturday morning and said, is the memorial at 2? I said, yeah. This is Dr. So-and-so, and I'm like, I know who you are. I want to come through and see. Okay. The beautician, is a memorial at 2, 3, 4, 3? You know, and I was absolutely surprised. Nobody probably knew they were the doctors and the beauticians, and you just looked up and didn't know who they were, but that was quite amazing in my viewpoint, you know. And we didn't have as many people stay for dinner, but we had a great turnout. We had plenty of food. And it seemed like it was a good fellowship.
It was.
You know? And most of you seen my son yesterday. I got to confess, I had told him the wrong date and time. I had told him Sunday. And so him and his wife had everything planned Saturday. He has a second job he was doing Saturday. His wife had appointments Saturday. And by chance, I just said Friday. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. And he said, what are you talking about? I said, for the memorial. He goes, no. You told me Sunday. It's on my calendar for Sunday. Oh, oops. I got it out in every bulletin. I got it on every flyer, every newspaper, every announcement, phone calls. And I forgot to tell my own kid what day it was. And he's like, ah. So he just reswitched his second job. And then his wife couldn't get out of her appointments. That's why she didn't make it. But anyway, you know, sometimes when we do things, we forget our immediate family first and almost before anybody else. But anyway, it was good. And I think everybody who spoke, do you know I opened it up down south and thought the grand, because there's 4 grandkids and 5 greats that were there, that people were, no one spoke. No one spoke.
And brothers and sisters were there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, but they had, you know, see, out of 6 kids, there's only 3 left. They've all died recently. Parents have died recently. They've had it, you know, they really have. God bless them. And the grandkids are way, and most of you know, at least 3 of the grandkids, they were way too upset. And then Crystal obviously didn't make it there, and she has sent words that she wanted me to say, so I did that. And I was able, because I knew the grandkids and the things that Cecil did with each individual, I was able to talk that through. And then they were saying, yeah, so we were able to get that in. So I just wanted to share that with you. It truly is a testimony to somebody's life when you got friends. You know, people have relatives. And I have done so many funerals, I've lost count of the funerals I've done. Some I knew, some I didn't know, I was just called in, nobody else. Some that was really rough, some that was, you know. Anyway, it's a testimony when you have friends. It is. So if you live a life that you've had friends and long-term friends, man, that means a lot. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say today. We have Mission Sunday and offering.
Would you prepare your gifts for the Lord this morning and just hold them up before heaven right now? Let's present them to our high priest. Remember his name? Our high priest, his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's present them to him and say these words before him as the Israelites would do this in the old covenant. And we have a different thing to say in the new covenant. Say these words, Lord Jesus, I bring my offering in obedience to your word right now. I ask that you present this to my Father, to our Father, and that you worship him with it this morning. And I'm thanking you right now that you've released the blessing of the Lord upon us. In our obedience, I'm praising you for that blessing overflowing that there's not room to receive at my house. I'm praising you for that. There's a blessing there's not room to receive in our church family house, Lord. I'm praising you for that and thanking you and blessing your holy name. I worship you and rejoice before you. Hallelujah. Oh, Shahasanda. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise you, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we bring this and present it into the receptacle of offering right now. Thank you for it in Jesus' name as we bring a sacrifice before you. Hallelujah. Amen.
We bring sacrifice and praise.
Sacrifices of praise.
We bring sacrifices.
Jesus. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Tanya. It's a wonderful song. His love is brighter and better than life. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Can I have any Kids World boys and girls that are in the house this morning to come up and join me? You know, we're going to be working on something special in Kids World this morning. And, you know, it's about something that God created. We're going to be doing this. It's very important. Is Miss Nezzy going to come join us? Oh, she wants to bring an extra girl to Kids World this morning. That's wonderful. Amen. We have something of God's creation very special right in here. And you remember in Genesis, God created everything? And some things he created had scales on them. What were those things? Anybody? Snakes and what else? Fish, right? And iguanas and, you know, alligators, stuff like that, right? And other things had feathers and did like this. What are those things? Anybody remember? They're what? They're birdies, okay. Other things had fur on them, right? What kind of things had fur on them? Animals, right? Animal, remember animal? I felt like doing animal up on the drums this morning. Animal, remember him? Well, they're animals. They're covered with fur, right? Who has a doggy in here? Anybody have a doggy? Anybody have a kitty cat? Does anybody have a kitty cat? I love kitty cats, too. I love kitty cats, too. I like them to crawl up in my lap and go. They purr in there, right? They feel good. So they had some things with fur on them, like animals, like kitty cats and cows and lions and tigers. We don't have a lion on our lap, do we, right? We don't allow a lion to get on our couch with us, right? Or a tiger, right? Because it might eat us, right? So we got other things that God created. Other things had just kind of smooth skin on them. You do. Two couches. No, had smooth skin on them. They had regular skin like it's humans, right? We have skin. And some of the dinosaurs had skin on them, you know? And all that. And some lizards have skin on them, right? That's kind of yucky. But I have one of God's creation here of those four categories. And that's what you're going to guess. We're going to be working on them in Kids World. It's an animal. That's right. So I want you to guess what's in there. It's one of the four things. Either it has scales and swims in the sea, or it has feathers and flies, or it has fur and it barks, woof, woof, or it has skin and climbs up walls, up and down walls. Can you guess which it is?
Spider.
No. There's a song. What'd you say?
Bird.
What? Let's see what's in there real quick. Pull it out for everybody. What is that? That's a birdie. You know, there's a song we did in Kids World in years past. If I were a butterfly, I thank you, Lord, that I could fly. And if I were a little bitty worm, I thank you, Lord, that I could squirm. And if I were a fish in the sea, I thank you, Father, that I could swim to the sea. But I just thank you, Father, for making me me. Thank God for making you you. Amen? Amen. You don't have scales or feathers or any of that kind of stuff, right? Amen. Are you ready to go to Kids World? We're going to go have fun in Kids World this morning. Give the boys and girls a big hand, would you, as Pastor Dola comes.
They're energized. You know what's so sweet is our youngest member, Teresa, had a birthday. She's 1 year old now. And we set that little playpen up for her. And I heard from her grandmother that she won't stay in a playpen at home. Not one bit. But as soon as Teresa walks through the door, she goes right to the playpen, and she knows that's her spot. And she's good. It's amazing, isn't it? So if we hear... Whoops, what did I just flip off? I don't know. If we hear some screams, she's just having a good time. And it's okay to scream in church. If it's good scream. So this morning, we are going to speak about the reflection of God's glory. The reflection of God's glory. Think about that one for a while. The reflection of God's glory. So the question I'm going to ask, do you reflect God's glory? We're going to talk about that. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Corinthians 3. We're going to do some scripture this morning, but this one we're going to stay in for a while. So 2 Corinthians 3. And I'm going to read 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 3. And I'm going to read 17 and 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Something to think about. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we who with unveiled faces are reflected the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which only comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So, do we reflect God's glory? See, the glory of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, imparts into us, the believer. We have to be a born-again believer for Jesus to live in us. That Holy Spirit comes into us, and it reflects the glory of God. It imparts into us. You know, in the Old Testament, Moses radiated God's glory. But that's because he had been with God. That was the Old Testament. That's before Jesus died on the cross, where now is imparted into us as born-again believers. Now, I don't know if y'all caught this, but yesterday I did, when Tammy was talking and she spoke about Cecil. Yes, he was a good guy. Wasn't always that way. Had to work toward that. I caught that because what I was going to talk about is God's glory in us. Now, I don't know about you, but the things I did in my 20s and 30s, I would never, ever do in the 60s. I just wouldn't. I reflect God's glory now. I can't tell you I really did that much back then. There might have been a spark once or twice, but I'm not sure if I was reflecting His glory. And that's what she was talking about. When they got married, you know, he was 22, I think it was, and a new Christian. Of course he didn't do everything he was supposed to do. We never do when we're first a Christian. If we did not grow up in church, if we just come into it as an adult, it takes time. The main thing is to be born again, Jesus Christ, then He works on us. And I don't know how many times I've heard people say, well, I can't go to church because I do da, 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 da. And it's like, that's exactly why you got to come and get Jesus Christ, because you can't stop that stuff on your own. You have to have Jesus Christ helping you stop that stuff. Do we fall short? Of course we fall short. But the main thing is going toward the mark of the high prize that Paul had talked about. And when we do our final race, that's what people's going to remember. Okay? They're not going to talk about back in when they were 20 or 30. They're going to talk about what they knew of that person. Now, we experienced it yesterday, you know. And so that's what I was thinking about that when she said that, and I thought, but is that not true with all of us? I mean, unless we grew up as, you know, in church and was a Christian all our life, then, you know, we're doing good, but most aren't. Most don't get it until later in life, unfortunately, you know. Or we go through things we wished we wouldn't have, but we did, and we're hoping everybody forgets it. But when you get older, you start realizing, I've got to reflect God's glory. I want my family, I want my friends to know God. And the only way for them to know God is that they see it in you. You know, 90% of people who become saved is because they had a friend that they seen something different in, or that friend brought them to church. It's a rarity that a tract like Cecil got saved under happened. It's a rarity that a family member invites you, most of the time you don't even want to deal with family members in church, you know? So it is the fact that you reflect God's glory. Now, I'll tell you a story. I've told it before. You know, my brother doesn't serve the Lord. I have prayed for 40 years. He would not die without knowing the Lord. So he hangs with all the friends who don't serve the Lord either. And they all do everything you can imagine. And so it was probably about 15 years ago. I was working at Rock House Kids. I take my vacation every year. My brother lived in Florida. I would go see him in Florida. Well, we went out to see his friends because some of them I knew. And we're all sitting around this campfire. Now, all these guys, they had no God's glory in them, okay? Get what I'm saying? Whoa, bad, you know? And my brother gets up to go do something. And his one friend, who we need to pray for, he's got some bad diagnosis taken on now. He says to me, what kind of music you like? Because I'm playing music. And I said, I don't know. I listen to Christian music. Christian music, he said. I don't think I got any of that. He goes in, he comes back, he goes, Stairway to Heaven. That's the closest I've got for Christian music. Stairway to Heaven. Okay. And there's about six guys there, and they look at me and they said, why you listen to church music? And so my brother's friend said, because she's a reverend. And they said, there's no way. No way Jim Barnett's sister is a reverend. No way. And I said, yeah. At that time, about 20 years. And they're like, no, it can't be in the same family. Well, yeah, you know. And Stairway to Heaven is being played in the background. And shortly after that, my brother comes, and they're all like, hey, Barnett, are you sure that's your sister? There's no way. And he goes, yeah, she's a reverend. I don't lie about that stuff, you know. So after an hour of the fact that I'm a reverend, later on, the guy comes up to me and says, I've got a cousin who lives in Freeport. That's not too far from where you live in Rockford. And I said, right. He's dying in the hospital. Here's $50. Would you go visit him? And I said, you don't have to pay me to go visit someone in the hospital. He said, no, you don't understand. He's dying. And what you know about heaven and hell, well, just here's money. Make sure he goes to the right place. And I said, keep your money. That ain't our religion, you know. So I will go visit him, and I will do a prayer with him, and we will believe he'll make the right decision. And he did, and he died 2 days after he made the right decision. But even though that factor all took place because somebody said, hey, you're a reverend, I really had hope. They had seen God in me, is what I really had hoped for. Enough that even after the whole fiasco, if I'm really my brother's sister and blah, 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 was over with, he came to me in a private manner because he knew enough to say, somebody needs to go see my cousin, you know? And I've always remembered that. I'm not even sure Stairway to Heaven, who it's by or what the words were, I don't know. But my brother's like, turn that off, you know, when he got back. And so anyway, that's just a story I have told about the fact that people are watching us. And many times we have to realize where we're at, what we're saying and what we're doing to reflect God's glory. Now, Moses in the Old Testament, it said his face radiated after he spent time with God. I've always thought about that. Moses' face radiated after he spent time with God. We cannot reflect God's glory if we don't spend time in his word, time to know who he is, time with him. So, Matthew 5. Keep your finger in 2 Corinthians, but Matthew 5:14 and 15. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. 16. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Let your light shine so they can see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. I don't know about you, but with the kids program, I've always used to do the little, little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You did this around, 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 and hide it under a bushel. No, you're going to let it shine. We might be teaching the kids that, but us adults need to know that. You know, we need to know that we're on a hill. People are watching. Day and night they are watching. Times that we don't want them to watch, they are watching. Do we have a face that shine like Moses did? Did we spend time with God that day? Will our light shine? That's a good question. Now, I will say to you, I'll confess to you, yesterday I had a hard time. My light wasn't put out. It was just overcome by grief, incredible amount of grief. And so many people that came here were former General Shepherd people, and they all wanted my time, and they wanted to hug me, and I'm like, I'm having a hard time, people. And they wanted to spend time talking to me and telling me all their problems. And finally, one person said, I need time with you. I said, then make an appointment, because right now, it's hard for me to hold it together. Please don't ask anything else of me. And they were like, oh. And I turned around and left, and I went back to Joanne. I said, pray for me. I'm having a hard time. I'm not feeling very pastor right now. You know, normally I'm like, okay, what do you need? You know, we'll pray with. No, I'm trying to hold it together. I'm just trying to hold this together. And that's why, if you were here, I broke on Psalms 23, because to me, I knew what program I put together for the last 3 weeks. That was the end. That was the end. And I looked up, and the light was on, and I thought of Cecil being on that ladder, turning that bulb, putting that light in, because I was going to need it to read, and I was losing it. And I thought, I am sorry if I looked angry or if I said the wrong thing yesterday. I do want God's light to shine through me, but I was hurting. And as a human being, I hope people understood that. Pastors aren't robots. I know y'all think sometimes we are. We're not, you know. And this was, I don't even know if the congregation knew how close we were, because I kind of kept it under wraps. I called Cecil my brother-in-law for 42 years, but I kept it under wraps because we were pastoring the church. And every once in a while, he let it slip something personal. I'm like, But that's why I didn't know if anybody knew how much connection there was there. But so many of you, we've lost so many in this church. It started 2.5 years ago with Judy, and it just kept doing domino effect. We've lost so many, so everybody has lost and loved and understood. And for me, the hardest was Cecil. So it says, today I ask, do you clearly see God's presence in me? Do you clearly see God's presence in you? I was looking for a mirror, but couldn't find one this morning. If I take a mirror and hold it up, what do we see in that mirror? We see our facial expression. So many times we see the wrong color eyes, too big of a nose, not the right mouth. You know, we have all kinds of problems when we look in the mirror. What we see is negative. But do you see a reflection of Father God. He made us perfect. Maybe not in our eyes, but in His eyes, we are made perfect. And we are to reflect His light. We are to reflect His grace. We are to reflect His love. So as I said before, the Old Testament, the Spirit had to come upon them. In the New Testament, which we live today, the Spirit is within us. That is so exciting to know the Spirit is within us. We don't have to work too hard at it. When Jesus Christ is in us, He should just flow. And if He don't flow, then something's blocking it. You understand that? The Holy Spirit flows. It's living water. It flows. And if it don't flow through your eyes, through your mouth, and through your heart, there's a blockage. And that blockage is called sin. And we put it there. Jesus Christ Himself does not. Father God does not. We put it in there. And that's why I've always got on to people with their mouth. Hey, you know how the heart speaketh, you know? I mean, why do you say, is that a reflection of God? And there's times, myself included, we have to be cautious. We have to be careful. And we're going to mess up because we're human. And when we do, the best thing to do is immediately, well, Lord, messed up on this one. Help me. What was that song, Cecil, like, help me, dear Lord? You know? So help me, Jesus. That was it. Yeah. Yeah. I've messed up. And Gary told us this morning, Joanna us this morning, at Chris Christopherson, and I had no idea about this, y'all might know because I didn't know the song that well, that he had went to church with a friend. And he had been messing up big time. And he went to church with a friend. And he sat in that church, and that song came to him, and he started writing it down. He went home and finished it. Help me, Lord. Yeah. And when you think of the words of the song, you go, oh, yeah, I can see that. That's how it came about. So God's manifestation of Himself is in our life. 16, we read it already, but it says, even so, let your light shine before men, again, that they may see your works and glorify the Father who is in heaven. We are God and Jesus with skin on. People a lot of times don't know how to get to Jesus, but they know how to get to a Christian. They know how to get to a friend, a brother, a sister, a pastor. We have to show and represent Christ in all that we do. The hardest thing for a pastor is for somebody to introduce you as a pastor and they go, oh, that's the roughest thing there is. If you're introduced as a pastor and they go, oh, okay, glad to meet you, then you're, okay. Must be letting God's light shine. But we're all to do that so that they can see Father God in us. Don't have to go there, but Psalms 25:4 says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. We do. We have to be taught. And we do that, again, by reading the Word of God, coming to church, listening to Jesus stuff on TV. The more we put our head into things, the more people will see Jesus in us. So the glory of God, five things. We are to always, always give God the glory. As we said this morning, in the bad, in the good, in the hard times, in the good times, God gets the glory. The other thing, number two, we're to always honor God. You honor Him with your body, with your mouth. We're always to praise God. Again, in the hard times, in the bad times, we're to praise God. We are to reflect His glory. We are to reflect His glory. and the last, and to live for him and be glorified by him. God created us in his image. You got to remember that. He didn't just make Adam out of dust, which we know he did. He didn't just breathe into Adam, which we know he did. But he gave Adam his image. You know that? His image. And too often sin marks us up and changes what God had for us. So many times sin gets in there. And we're not doing the best we can for God. Our light does not shine like it should if we sink to the level of this world. It just does not. I remember going to the movie theater with a friend of mine way before Gary was in my life. And he said, let's go see this movie. And I looked at it and said, it's rated R. I can't. Oh, no, 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 no. It's just a bunch of violence and shooting. Okay? I can't. It's rated R. Well, what's your problem? My problem is I'm a Christian. I reflect God. People see me. I'm a pastor of a church. I am not going to rated R because I don't think people's going to understand. Oh, that's just because they said a bad word or something. It's a rated R. It's not what I believe Christians should go watch. Needless to say, I wasn't with him any longer. And I didn't go see the movie. And we went to something different. And when I came out, I seen five people from my church at the time. And I thought, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I held to my guns. Now, it might not be bad for you guys, but it was bad for me. I knew inside me I couldn't do it. Everybody has their own level. I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just saying for me, I couldn't do it. Because our responsibility is to reflect the majesty of our Lord Jesus Christ in all times, in all ways. Now, there's a paradox in our time of this world today. Now we have taller buildings, but we have much shorter tempers. Get behind the wheel of a car. We have wider freeways, but we have narrow mindsets. We get on a freeway with four or five lanes, and I'm telling you, people are nuts. We spend more money, but we have less. We buy more stuff than's ever been bought in America in history, and we enjoy less. So, I want to read Revelation 4:11. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will we were created and have their being. We have to influence the society we live in. We have to be Christ-like so we can be an influence in today's society. We have to reflect God's glory. And we cannot reflect something that we don't have in us. So we have to look and say, you are worthy, O Lord. You know, the entire universe, only two of God's creations fell to glorify him. We know the trees do. We know the animals do. Even the waves in the oceans glorify him. Do you know there's just two things that God created that failed him? Fallen angels. They're demons now. Second one is us, his people. That's the two things that God created that he doesn't get the glory for. You know, not giving God due glory is a sin. Not glorifying him to the utmost is sinful. Refusing to bring glory to God is a prideful rebellion. That's why the angels fell, and they're now called demons. prideful rebellion. When you go around going, well, yeah, I'm the CEO of this company because I worked hard, I went to school, and I knew how to handle things. Because you were blessed, people. Because God said he needed you in that position. Because without God and God's knowledge in you, you probably wouldn't have made it. Because a lot of people are smart, a lot of people have money, a lot of people have a lot of things, and they still don't make it. So prideful rebellion, when it's me, 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 look what I did, look what I did, look what I did, that's prideful rebellion. That's why we have Satan today, because he was the angel in heaven that played beautiful music, and he started believing he had the power to change things because he was talented. Without God giving you that talent, you don't have it. So that's why we have a Satan, because he was a fallen angel. To reflect God's glory is by knowing and loving him. You reflect God's glory by learning to love other people in God's family. One of the hardest things to do. People in God's family. One of the hardest things. You reflect God's glory by serving. You reflect God's glory by telling others about him. God wants us to connect with him. There's not a day that doesn't go by that God is waiting to hear from us. Even if it's good morning, Lord, he's waiting to hear from us. If we go back to 2 Corinthians 4, we're going to look at 18. 2 Corinthians 4, we're going to look at 18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. The thing we got to recognize, this is only temporary. Even if we live to be 100, it is only temporary. Eternity is to be up in heaven. And my goal is to sit at my Father's feet and be able to worship him with angels and Peter and Paul. To be able to be in heaven and know you have no pain. No agenda. No agenda. Except to worship your Heavenly Father. Whew. Man, if we lived that way on earth, whew, things would be different, wouldn't it? So, becoming a reflection of God is a process. It is. But it's a process that we all should do by moving closer and closer to following him, to being more and more like him. And we learn to love like him by reading the word of God that he gives us. He gave us a roadmap. It's called the Bible. He gave us a roadmap to be able to do it. Yeah. And there's all versions out there, and there's all kinds of Bibles out there. And we've got plenty. If you don't have one, let me know, you know? So, in closing, the question I have this morning is, does your outer actions signal the intercommitment you have with Jesus Christ? Whew. Think of that one. Does your outer actions signal your intercommitment you have with Christ? So, if we can, let's stand to our feet. There's going to be time for prayer here this morning if you want to come up for prayer. If you don't, that's okay too. You can pray where you're at. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Lord Jesus, and we ask your forgiveness. Everyone in this room, Lord Jesus, has done wrong somewhere along the line because we're not perfect. We ask your forgiveness. I ask your forgiveness, Lord Jesus. for the things I said or the look I had or the way I spoke. Oh, Lord, I ask your forgiveness. May every part of me, Lord, reflect your glory. May people, Lord, see the Jesus in me. Let it be so strong, Lord, that when I walk into a place, they don't even have to ask if I know Jesus Christ. They'll be able to tell it. That is a prayer I have, and I hope everyone here today has. And Lord Jesus, we thank you. We glorify you, Lord. We glorify you, and we praise your name, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done. And we say this in your precious, wonderful name, Lord Jesus Christ. All his people said, amen. 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 So if you want prayer, I'm here. If not, we're going to stay and have some refreshments. And I'm going to ask...